Sins Hakosev Shteyosius. So that's what we pass in Halacha, that the title of this Malacha is Kosev. The Mishnah Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph, however, quotes a Machlokes Hatanoim, Rabbi Yosi and Achachomim, and according to Pirush Rashi, Rabbi Yosi disagrees with that Mishnah, with the wording of the Mishnah. Am Rabbi Yosi Lechiv Shteyosius Elam Mishim Roshev Roshem. The title of the Malacha is not at all Kosev. The title of the Malacha is Roshem. What's an afkamina halacha lemaisa? What if the fellow draws a picture? So according to the Chachamim, that's how Rashi learns. According to the Shita that we have accepted, the Stam Nishna and Dafa and Gimel and Aleph, you draw a picture, you're not chayiv. You're only chayiv if you write kosev. And kosev means ksav. And Rabbi Yossi disagrees. He says if you draw a picture, any rishima, any simonios, any simon, a symbol of something, is also that's the Shem HaMalacha. The Shem HaMalacha is really Rosh. If you assume like Rashi that one is only Chayiv if he does Ksiva, if you draw pictures then you're not Chayiv, because drawing pictures is not included in Ksiva. So then you have a further discussion in Shulchan Aruch that we discussed, that we ran through a little bit. Does the halacha only in the spoken language? We spoke on Parshas Noach about the Shivim Lashon. Shambolal Hashem Sfas Kol Haaretz, that the Shivim Lashon is developed at that time. So the halacha recognizes other languages other than Lashon HaKodesh. There's an adifus to Lashon HaKodesh over Shal Lashon. Lashon HaKodesh has a status of a Lashon even for the people that don't understand. Let's say somebody's going to say Kiddush. Or Havdalah, in the original Hebrew, is on Shulchan Aruch, the accepted opinion is, and the Rishonim accepts not so much like that. But in Shulchan Aruch, we assume that it's the same as Mikra Megillah. Just like the Mishnah says in Megillah, that everyone is Yotze in the original Hebrew, even if they don't understand. And if the Megillah is Ksuva B'Shal Lashonis, there are only those people are Yotze who understand that language. So we assume in Shulchan Aruch, that's the Haskamas Acharon. The same is true regarding Kiddush and Havdalah. That if you daven it, you say Kriya Shema, anything in the original Hebrew, your yotz, even if you don't really understand the language, as long as you know the general idea. And if you daven in English or in French or in Spanish or other languages, then you're only yotz for those who know that that language. So there's a difference, but still the halacha does recognize Shal Lashon spoken. The halacha recognizes Shal Lashon as a spoken language. What about as a written language? Does halacha recognize other alphabets or not? So the Mishnah in Megillah presents a machlokes Satanan. We paskin like Rav Shimon Gamliel in the Mishnah, the Yitirish Yichtavu Svarim Ela Yevonis, that you're only allowed to write Tanakh in the original Ksav Ashuris, the Aleph base at the Sifrei Torah written in Ksav Ashuris, or in Ksav Yevonis. In another script, we don't allow a Sifrei Torah to be written. So one can say that's a din in Sefer Torah. It's a special din in Sefer Torah. It's not really a din in Kol HaTorah Kula. In script, maybe the halacha recognizes all alphabets from all other languages. So the Ramah in Hilchos Shabbos quotes a minority opinion that the prohibition of ksiva derais is only violated if you write in an alphabet. If you draw pictures in atchayv or symbols in atchayv, and the alphabet has to be either ksav ashuris. If you write Hebrew the way we write it in script or in Rashi script. Or if you write in English characters on Chinese or in Arabic, that would only be Ksivim and the Rabban. That wouldn't be a violation of Ksivim and Atar. Where did he get this from? There are more quotes this, Lahachmer, not Lahachmer. Where did he get it from? So he got it from the Gemara in Gittin and Daf Ches, where the Gemara says, Hakaina Sada B'Surya, one who buys a field in Eretz Yisrael, Surya is also Dina Keretz Yisrael, Kosviv Malavonu Afila B'Shav, he permitted to write to Shtar, even on Shabbos, and the Gemara says, "Kais v'mol and sakad aitach." What do you mean? You're allowed to be mechal Shabbos. Zionism is the biggest mitzvah in the world, and it's derech Shabbos and kashrus and taras hamishmar dafik kol haTorah kula. The Gemara says, "How can it be? It's not correct." The Gemara says, "No, it means amir aliyakum. You're permitted to ask a nachri the right to shtar on Shabbos." The Gemara says, "Avagav dekaimelan amir the nachri shruas b'shum yishuv eretz yisrael heitiru." So why is that the case? So the Ramah quotes the Orzarua. That obviously, if the Nochri is writing the Shtar, he's writing the Shtar in Arabic. He's not writing it in Ksav Ashuris in Hebrew. Nochri doesn't know Ashuris. He only knows Arabic. So since it's Bishal Lashonis, so the Oksiv is only Midirabbanan to begin with. and it's a nachri, it's amir l'nachri, so it's a shvuz to shvuz from maka mitzvah, so that's why it's mutam, and it's not that there's anything special about Yisha Beretz Yisrael. Yisha itself is a mitzvah like all the other 613 mitzvahs. It's a mitzvah like all the mitzvahs, and it's a shvuz to shvuz. So the Ramah quotes, this is the rule of Hachmir, that Hakoina Sada Beretz Yisrael, Kosvi Malavonu Afila B'Shabbos Amir l'nachri, is mutar is only if the Amir l'nachri is going to be on an Issa derabbanan, it's going to be on an Issa deraisa. We are not more makel for Yisha Beretz Yisrael than for any other mitzvah. We treat Yisha Beretz Yisrael the same as any other mitzvah.
That seems like a very weird deal that the Azuras saying, okay, Mark would be fine that he couldn't write the Nashvili, but if we're saying the Yavin has the same din, it's very likely, at least at that time, that there was a Goyim who was writing a Yavin, and would have written in that dialect. So how do you assume that the Goyim that he was calling was not a great?
Right. So that's why the Mishnah Berurah says that this is a Shita Yechidah. The Ruba of the Rishonim do not subscribe to this, and the Mishnah Berurah thinks we shouldn't follow this Shita. He has tainus against the Ramah. Why the Ramah even quoted it Lahachmir? The Ramah quotes it Lahachmir that Mishnah Reitzalitiru is only if it's going to turn out to be a Shuz the Shuz. All of you are going to write Pishal the Shanis, it'll be a Shuz the Shuz. And the Mishnah Berurah thinks that it's so much of a Shita Tchuya, it doesn't even make sense to be Choshish for this Shita. He says, the Gemara says, Kosvim Alavono means whatever language he's writing in. Amir al-Nachri anam malacha derais is muta rosa b'machim Yisha Beretz Yisrael. And the Mishnah Berurah thinks that the whole thing is so doichik, because the Mishnah says, HaKaisev b'chol loshen chayiv. So Poshe Pshah b'chol loshen is like Rashi writes on the Mishnah, the Gufon should call Uma v'Uma. Gufon means the characters. Sovim v'Gufon should call Uma v'Uma. The alphabet and the characters, the figures of all languages of all other people in the world. So Rashi writes Beferish against this Orzura. Most of the Rishonim hold Beferish against.
Would this also apply to the groups in South America who might use the Thai knots, and the knots would function the same way as an alphabet? And normally we say that you got us and if some other group had a way of writing that was not, would that be under
Kedah?
Because the fact that maybe not,
that would be kosher. Probably also be ksiva. Why not? It'll be ksiva too. I mean, sometimes you have pictures that represent, let's say, I went to the store and I bought a table. So instead of writing letters, the knots represent letters in an alphabet, or the knots represent words. Like you draw a picture of a table. You draw a picture of walking. Like an alphabet. Okay, so if it's an alphabet, it's an alphabet. However, so we would assume that, according to the way Rashi learns, we would assume that that would be ksiva deraisa. However one formulates the alphabet, that's considered an alphabet. We don't really hold like this or Zarua. And that's the Aruch HaShulchan we mentioned, is so upset about this Ramah. Mishnah Berurah has a taina why the Ramah quoted this opinion. He shouldn't have even quoted it Lahachmer. The Aruch HaShulchan thinks that it's not written by the Ramah. He thinks it was smuggled in by the printers. They put it in and it's not part of the Ramah. He says that it's utterly ridiculous. So this whole discussion, whether yes Ramah, no Ramah, the whole discussion only is on the assumption that you hold like Rashi. The Rashi learns that it's a machlokes Rabbi Yosi and Chachamim whether Roshim is Chayiv. The we pass in La Locha the Malach is Kosev in the listing on Afayin Gimel. The correct reading in the Mishnah is HaKosev, that's how we have, and we assume only Kosev and not Roshim. If you draw a picture, is not Chayiv, only if you write in an alphabet. And there's a Machlokes, does the Halacha recognize other alphabets other than Ksav Ashuris and Ksav Yevonis? That's the Machlokes. And this is the way Rashi read the Gemara. The Gemara says, on the first line in the Mishnah, it says, HaKosev bei mimina bei mismol. Frag Mar Kasha, Bishleim ha'imin l'chaim shirin derach ksivu b'kach el ha'smol ha'mayin. Ain derach ksivu b'kach. It's kalach ha'yad. The person writes, but his left hand is going to be sloppy. It's going to be kalach ha'yad. And for the Gemara, b'ita yad shon. For the Gemara, if he's an ita yad, so his yamin should be like a small. So it should be pot if he writes with his right hand. V'tevi small today, k'min the kol yam ha'smol. V'ha'smol l'chai v'ha'min. Lo'y me'chai. And l'amar abai b'shelet b'shle yad. That's what we meant to say. If he's ambidextrous, then ha'koseif Bemimina Bemismola would be chayv, but if he's not ambidextrous, it's only chayv if he writes with that hand that's normal to write, the other hand is not chayv. Then the Gemara comes up, Rabbi Yankev Breid de Bas Yankev Omar, Nui En So Hamani, Rabbi Yosi Dom Lachibish Da Yosi Salam Mishum, Roshem. What does that mean? If the Shem HaMalacha, how does Rashi learn the Gemara? If the Malacha is Kosev, so then it has to be Ksiva of an alphabet, and if you draw pictures, you're not Chayev. So the figures of the alphabet, if you write them with the right hand, when you go to first grade, so they teach you how to write ABC. So if you don't write it properly, so then it's not recognized, it's not considered an alphabet. So if a person is a writer, he writes with the left hand, it's going to be sloppy, he didn't write the letters properly. So that's why the Mishnah, that's why the Halacha assumes HaKosa B'Smola is not Chayev. But if you hold the din is like Rabbi Yossi denies that Gersa in the Mishnah, says the Malacha, the Shem HaMalacha is not Kose, but rather the Shem HaMalacha is Roshim, draw a picture, so it doesn't have to be an alphabet. So if you draw, if a righty writes with his left hand, it's going to be sloppy, it's not going to be the way the teacher told you to write in first grade, but it'll still be recognizable as an A, as a B, as a C, everybody will be able to figure out what it is. So at least it's as good as a picture, the picture represents something, so people represent something to him, at least he can read the sloppy alphabet. If you draw a picture, you chayv. So it's like Gora from a picture. That's how Rashi reads the Gemara. The Rambam paskins like the Mishnah and Daf Ayin Gimel. He paskins like the Chachamim. He paskins HaKosa B'Smol is not chayv, because the Shem HaMalacha is Ksiva, and Ksiva B'Smol is Kalach HaYad. But then the Rambam writes that if you draw a picture, you're also chayv. So the Rambam says, because Roshim is a told of Kosa. Rashi holds that Roshem, if the Shem HaMalacha is Kosev, so if you draw a picture, it's not included. And the Rambam Shita is not true. The Shem HaMalacha, the Av Malacha is Kosev, and Roshem is a Toldah of Kosev. The Shema, drawing pictures, is also considered Ksiva. The Mishnah Berurah says, it'll happen afkamina, Mishnah Berurah Hilchas Tefillah writes, it'll happen afkamina regarding determining which arm you put the Tefillah on. The Gemara quotes three Tanoim. All the Tanoim say you put the tefillin on the left arm. Ukshartom la'os al yodecho. So how do you know that you put the tefillin on the left arm? Maybe the pasuk means ukshartom la'os al yodecho means you put the tefillin on the right arm. So the Gemara has three Tanoim. So one Tana says, ukshartom la'os al yodecho, that the word yad in Tanakh, when it says yad stam, it means the left arm. How do you know? The Gemara quotes a pasuk: "Af yadi yos the aretz v'yimini tipcha shamayim." So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "I created the world with my yad, and my right hand completed the heavens." Af yadi yos the aretz v'yimini tipcha shamayim. So it sounds like he's doing. The Rabban Shalom is describing himself as doing activities with both hands. The left hand is Yadi, and Yemini is the right hand. So it sounds like the Yad Stam is the left hand. So that's the first Tana. The first Tana says, you always put tefillin on the left arm, period, because that's what the word Yodcha means. Kshat Melos al Yodecha, Yodecha means the left arm. The next Tana says, no. It says, one of the four times that the mitzvah tefillin is written, it says, Hoylios al Yodcha, Yud Dalet Chof Hei. So why is it spelled in such a funny way? It should be spelled Yud Dalet Chof, Yad Shel Chos, Yod Echo, like Shulchan Cho, Avi Cho, Yud Chof, you don't have Chof Hey. So it must be that the Hey at the end indicates Yad Keho, the weaker arm. So you take both arms and you have to determine which is the stronger arm, which is the weaker arm. So if a person is a righty, does everything with the right arm, then the left side is the weaker arm. Sure. And then the third Tana says a different marker for the same thing. The reason why you put the tefillin on the left arm, it's because it says, Ekshartam le'os al yadecha, uchsaftam al mezuzas beisecha v'sharecha. The same hand that does the ksiva, uchsaftam, the same hand that does ksiva, should do the kshira. So if you're going to put the tefillin on the right arm, then the left arm is going to be doing the kshira. Kshira doesn't mean tying a knot, kshira means the hidu. So the pasuk says the same hand that does the ksiva. So if a person is a righty, writes with the right hand, so he should do the hiduk of the tefillin with the right hand. So he can't do hiduk with the right hand if the tefillin is on the right arm. So obviously the tefillin is on the left arm. So it sounds from the Gemara that the three different opinions in the Tanoim should chapa nafkamina ledina. Let's say the person is a lefty. He does everything with the left hand. So according to the first Tana, you should say you always put the tefillin on the left arm. But according to the second Tana or the third Tana, going to the second Tana, it depends on Yad Keho. So the right arm is the Yad Keho. The left arm is the arm that does all the work. and the right arm is the, if he's a lefty, so the right arm is the yadkeh. According to the third opinion in the Tanaim, that the mocker of the determination of the left arm is the same arm that does ksivok, shartam leosal yadechok, saftam al mezizis beisech v'shirach, the arm that does the yad ha-kosev should be the yad ha-kosheres, should be the yad that does the hiduk. So the mele, if he does everything with his left arm, so he should put tefillin on the right arm. So the pashtus is that it should chapan af kamin between the different shittas. So the shal is, how do you paskin halacha l'maisa? So the, from all the three shittas, the Ramad decided to paskin. That's a question, why did he decide on this? So the Ramad decides we should paskin like the third opinion, the yad that does the ksivim. So therefore the Ramad, okay. So he says, the mele, if a person is a lefty, he puts the tefillin on the right arm. Boshev shat in the Gemara is that the first Tana would not agree. First Tana says, Shatam l'shal yadecha, yadcha always means left arm, period. No discussion whether yad keyo or yad akosev. So Boshev shat in the Gemara, that it's a machlekes satanaim. Okay, so there are more paskins that if a person is a lefty, put the tefillin on the right arm. But that's not so problematic, because there are some who say even the first Tana would agree to that. The first Tana is also based on the second and third Tana. But the Shaila is in this case, what if he does all the malachas with one arm? One arm is clearly stronger than the other, but he just does the ksiva with the other arm. So there are more paskins that it doesn't depend on the machlekes between the second and the third Tanoim in the Brisa Menachos and Perek HaKoimetz Rabbah, when it talks about the dinim of tefillin. So there are more paskins like the third sheet that it depends on Yad HaKosevis. So let's say a person always writes with his left hand, but everything else he does with his right hand. The right hand is clearly stronger than the left hand. So the Yad Keiha is the left hand, but the Yad HaKosevis is the left hand. So how do you determine? So there are more paskins that you should, everything depends on ksiva. Everything depends on ksiva. Most of the Achrenim disagree. The Shaila comes up, Allah Cholamayis, everything else. Most of the Achrenim are not happy with this Ramah. So it's interesting, the Mishnah Berurah is Miyashiv the Ramah, and he leaves it like that. The Mishnah Berurah defends the Ramah, and he thinks we should follow the Ramah, that the Yad HaKosevis determines everything. So then the Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halacha raises a question. What if the fellow doesn't know how to write? He's not able to write. So how does he sign checks? He scribbles a picture. He draws a picture. Years ago, when Mr. Gruss was giving fortunes of money to the yeshiva, so Dr. Lamb used to send him thank you notes. So Dr. Lamb has a very scribbly handwriting when he signs his name, very scribbly. So Mr. Gruss had a complaint. He gave so much money, and Dr. Lamb makes such a sloppy signature. So he was complaining to Rabbi Soloveitchik, Zichrono Livracha. Rabbi Soloveitchik had to speak to Dr. Lamb, and he asked him to please sign a name, N-O-R-M-A-N, Noman Lamb, to make Mr. Gruss happy. So I remember Rabbi Soloveitchik said at that time that he was explaining to Mr. Gruss, the Halacha says he can draw a picture. Also, the Gemara says he can draw a boat, he can draw a log, he can draw a lamb, you can do whatever you want. You can sign your name on a get. It doesn't have to be letters, it doesn't have to be an alphabet. The Gemara says you can draw a picture is also good. But Mr. Gruss only wanted that for his large donations, Dr. Lamb should sign his name explicitly. Okay. So the Mishnah Berurah has a shaila. What if a person is illiterate, he doesn't know how to write, and when it comes signing a check, he makes a whole bunch of X's. He just draws a picture. Is that considered Yad HaKosevis, the arm that draws the pictures, whatever? Is that considered the Yad HaKosevis or not? So he says it should depend on this machlekes, Rashi and the Rambam. The Rashi learns on the Mishnah that Roshim, if you draw a picture, only Chayv Alibi the Rabbi Yosi, who holds that that's the Malacha. The Malacha is Roshim. But if you hold that the Malacha is Kosev, then if you draw a picture, then it's not called Ksiva. Roshim is not at all a Tolda of Kosev. So if the person only knows how to make Rishimis, he doesn't know how to write the script. So the Mishnah Berurah says you wouldn't follow this Ramah's Klal. You'd have to figure out some other Klal. There's a guy who doesn't know how to write at all. He never writes. So how do you determine which arm you put the tefillin on? So this time you put, like everybody else, put on the left arm. But then the Mishnah Berurah says, according to the Rambam, who holds that Roshim is a Tolda of Kosev, so it is called Ksiva. So let's say he never writes anything at all, doesn't write any script at all. He only draws a picture, and the pictures he draws are with his left arm. So then the Mishnah Berurah says, we'll follow the Ramah. According to the Rambam, if you're fasting like the Ramah, that everything depends on the Yad HaKosevis, so drawing a picture, making X's, is also called Ksiva, according to the Rambam. Or let's say, when a woman has a baby in the hospital in New York City, so to make sure that they don't mix the babies up, so they make the mother make an imprint of her... thumb, and they make a fingerprint of her thumb, and then they make a footprint of the baby, and they put the two together, so before you leave the hospital, they make sure that they didn't give you the wrong baby, that the mother with this fingerprint is taking the baby with that footprint. So the Shabbos, what if 1/7 of the babies are born on Shabbos? No. Some of the averages, 1/7 of the babies are born every day of the week. So 1/7 of the babies born on Shabbos, so what do? You allow to imprint your finger on Europe. In the days of the Rogachava, they didn't have this, that they made the fingerprints. In Europe, the issue was that they would trap people, and the police would trap people in the street, and they would insist that they want to fingerprint them. They were choshed that they were all gangsters, whatever. So if they insist that they want to fingerprint you on Shabbos, so what do you do? So the Rogachava writes that that's ksiva. He says, according to, it depends on the machlokes, Rashi and the Rambam. Oh, so if you have to push your finger down, so that's mamish, you're doing the ksiva. Right. But if they push your finger down, you have to leave the finger limp, and you have to let them push it down. So that's going to be Messiah, Yembo Mamish. But you shouldn't do the pushing down. If you do the pushing down, so he points out, according to the Rambam, one is in violation of Ksiva. Shaila is, according to the Rambam, that if you draw a picture, everybody, if Rishima, all the Tanoim agree that Yechayv anyway, so what are they fighting about? What is Rabbi Yossi arguing with the Chachamim? According to Rashi, they're arguing halacha lemaisa, whether if you draw a picture, whether you're chayv or not. Rabbi Yossi says Roshem is the original malacha, so drawing a picture is also included in the malacha, and the Chachamim say no, it's only ksiv. But according to the Rambam, what's an afkemina? I mean, Rabbi Yossi holds that the av covered. Which form has the covered of being called the av? Who's the father and who's the son? Who has the din of kibarav over here? Who's the av and who's the tolda? Rabbi Yossi holds that the av is roshein, and the Chacham hold that kosev is the av. So what's an afkemina? What's the difference? What's the av and what's the tolda? So the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayis on Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph tells you what an afkemina is, but it doesn't read straight. Doesn't read straight because there are a couple of misprints in the Pirush HaRambam. So you got to look in a new edition of the Pirush HaRambam, it reads a little better. So what does it, this Pirush HaMishnayis on this misprint? So the Rambam says, whether you chayv achas or chayv shtayim, if a person writes behela mechod, he writes a whole Gettysburg Address, and then he draws a picture later on. So if you all like the Chachamim in the Mishnah, that Roshim is a told of kosev, so it's av told the day behela mechod, so you only chayv achas. But if you all like Rabbi Yossi, he says, Yischaiv Shtayim, you'll be Chayiv Shtei Chatois. Why? Why will you be Chayiv Shtei Chatois? I mean, the Rambam doesn't explain himself well. Even after you read in the new translation of the Pirush HaMishnayis, in Kapach's edition, and he corrects a couple of words over here that totally throw you off, whenever it says Osios in the Pirush HaMishnayis, Osios means letters. So a few times when it says Osios, it's supposed to say Osos. Osios means symbols, as opposed to Osios means letters. He says Osios, you don't understand Bechlau what the Rambam is talking about. He says if he wrote a whole speech, and then he wrote Shtei Osios. So why is Chayv Shtayim? It's the same thing. So the answer is no, because of Shtei Osios. He wrote a whole sentence, and then he wrote two symbols. It says Roshim, he did Roshim and he did Kosev. So according to the Chachamim, Roshim is a told of Kosev. So Abba told the day Behelam Echod. It's only Chayiv Achas. And according to Rabbi Yossi, you get the impression that according to the Rambam, there are two of us. There are two distinct of us. One is Kosev and one is Roshem. So that's why Yischayev Shtayim. He says, Hato'eles, Hayosim Mishim Kosev or Mishim Roshem. What's the difference whether drawing a picture is a told of Kosev or it's an Abif Ne'atzma Roshem? So he says, Nafkemin is if drawing Osos, drawing symbols, writing symbols is a told of Kosev. So if you do ksiv and rishima behalam echod, you only be chayv achas. But according to Rabbi Yossi, that it's an av miyavis malachas means that two of us, not that there's only one, and they're arguing which is the av. Rabbi Yossi holds that there are two of us, there are 40 of us malachas, and kosev and roshim are two. So then it'll be yischayv shtayim. So the shayla is, if that's how the Rambam read the Mishnah, so how do you read the Hemshech and the Gemara? The Gemara asks on the Mishnah, Akosev be'mimina be'mismolo is chayv. So the Gemara says, why? It's kalachayad. Akosev be'smolo is not normal. It's going to be sloppy. Whenever you do a malacha kalachayad, It's only the Rabbanon. How can it say that you're chayiv if you write b'smo? So the first answer the Gemara says, Amar Abai b'shele b'shteyad, the ambidextrous person. The second answer the Gemara gives is the Mishnah Hamani Rabbi Yosihi. It goes like Rabbi Yosi that you're chayiv maroshin. So b'shleima, the way Rashi learns, according to Rashi, that this is the machlekes hatanaim, the chachamim hold that the melacha of kosev only applies if you write an alphabet. So you have to write it the way you're taught in the first grade, the way you're supposed to formulate the letters, properly formulate. So if you write with the left hand, it's not going to be properly formulated. Or it's kalachayad, even if you will do a good job, but it's still, it's since you only chayv on an alphabet, on letters, and if you write with the left hand letters, that's kalahayat. But if you hold like Rabbi Yosi that the malacha involved is not kosev, it's rather roshem, so to do rishimas, what's wrong? You can do rishimah b'smol also. That doesn't pose a problem. So according to Rashi, we understand a little bit the Gemara. Still not so smooth. Why shouldn't you say that roshem b'smol is also kalahayat? But at least you understand what the Gemara is driving at. We understand the Gemara. But according to the Rambam, that everybody holds that roshem is chayv. Everybody holds roshem is chayv. They just argue whether roshem is a toldo kosev. A roshim is an av bifnei atzmai, and we're talking about kosei bismol. So why does kosei bismol depend on Rabbi Yosi Nachachamim? Very unclear. So how do you have to say according to the Rambam? Kosev is the Av Malach, and Roshim is a told of Kosev. So true, it could well be that Roshim Bismol, this is what the Arsameach adds on. Do the toldos have all of the detail halachas of the Ovis? He says, no, not necessarily. Take, for example, Bishul. The real Bishul deraisa, oifa mevashel, if you're cooking chicken, you're cooking potatoes, or you're baking bread, so the shir is kigrogeris. Then the Gemara has that there's bishul on non-food items. The pashtus is the bishul on food items is the avmaloch. Bishul, if you heat tar till it becomes melted, so the Gemara says that's bishul. Or the Rambam has if you heat metal till it melts, so that's a violation of bishul. Hamateches hamateches, heat it till it melts. If you eat the metal till it glows, that's one place the Rambam writes that it's mevashel, one place the Rambam writes that it's havora. But if you heat metal till it melts, so that's mevashel, the same as heating tar. So then the Rambam writes, if you heat metal till it melts, how much do you have to have? A krogeris? So the Rambam says, no, mashu. How does he know that the shir is kol shu? Because by hoitso is like that. Each item that you carry in the street has a different shir for hoitso. So if you're carrying food in the street on Shabbos, the shir is kigrogeris. If you're carrying metal, the shir is much less than a krogeris. So the Rambam says, same is true by bishul. If you do bishul on food, the shir is grogeris. If you do bishul on mateches, which is a tolda of bishul on food, then the shir is going to be kosher. It's going to be less than a grogeris. You see that the shiurim, the details of violating a tolda, don't have to correspond to the details of violation of the av. So the pashtus, let's see, according to the Rambam, that kosev is the av, and kosev is small as kalachayat, because that's not normal. Roshim is a tolda of kosev. So it could well be, or Sameach says he's not sure. Has a short paragraph on this Rambam. He says it could well be that Roshem Bismol will be Chayiv, but Kosev Bismol will be Potter. Because the normal way you do the Av Malacha, Kosev is Bimin. So if you do it Bismol, that's Kalahayat. But Roshem, the Gemara says, Roshem is normal to do Bismol. You don't need that, it should be so fancy. So Roshem Bismol could be that it would be Chayiv. So that's if you hold like the Chachomim, that the Av Malacha is Kosev and Roshem is a Tolda. So Kosev, the Shem Malacha of Kosev is normally done Bimin. But if you hold like Rabbi Yosi, that the Av Malacha is Roshem. So since Roshem is normal to be done Bismol, and Kosev is only a Tolda of Roshem, so if you do Kosev Bismol, you'll also be Chayim. That's how the Ar Sameach writes. So that's the question, where did that come from? That Kosev, Rabbi Yosi holds that Kosev is a told of Roshem. That's how Rashi learns. Rashi learns there's only one Av Malacha in the Mishnah and Dafai and Gimel. It's either Kosev or it's Roshem. So the Chachamim have the Girsa the way we have, our Kosev. Rabbi Yossi had a different tradition. Instead of Kosev, he replaces it with Roshi. That's how Rashi learned. But the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnayos doesn't seem to learn like that. The Rambam says, they're arguing, the Rambam sounds like he's saying he doesn't finish out the whole sentence. The Rambam says, the To'elis means an afkamina lahalacha. What he calls, what the translator writes, the To'elis in this machloike satanoi means an afkamina ludina is, how can you be chayv shtayim if it's the same avin at all? So the Rambam must have understood that according to Rabbi Yossi, the two different avos, there's an av of kosev and an av of roshem. Two different others. But Rabbi Yosamech somehow didn't understand like that. Yosamech understands that Rabbi Yossi holds that Roshim is the Av and Kosev is the Tolda of Roshim. So since Roshim is the Av and Roshim Bismol is normal, so even if you do Kosev Bismol, Kosev will be Chai B'Toras Roshim. Strange. The Rambam doesn't seem to hold like the Yosamech said. Can you touch it up a little bit? Yeah.
According to the Rambam, the Gemara in Ayin Hale and Beit said that when the Mishnah says Chasar Achas, it's Lachuzi Merav Yehuda, who tries to add a Shobet and
Medakbek, yeah.
According to the Rambam, there's two separate Avos, should be Lachuzi Merav Yehuda.
Yeah, it's a good cash. You should have said Lachuzi Merav Yehuda. Yeah, about it. I don't know. Mm-hmm. It's a good taina. I don't know. So you have to touch up the Yosamech's pshat, because the Rambam himself in the Pirush HaMishnayos doesn't seem to say what the Yosamech says. According to Rabbi Yossi, Roshem is the Av and Kosev is a told of Roshem. He seems to say they're two independent of us. So it's not going to be so smooth. I don't know. Anyway, this is the Machlokes HaTanaim. Where does the Shir Shtei Yosias come from? Akosev Shtei Yosias. So the Mishnah has a Machlokes HaTanaim on Kuf Dalet on the Beis. Kosev Asachas, the last three lines in that Mishnah on Kuf Dalet on the Beis. Kosev Asachas no Tarikon. They used to have a container where they held Truma cookies or Truma flour or whatever. So they used to have a letter Tuf on the container. They used to have a container that had Maisa Sheni Paris in it. So they had a mem on that to indicate Maisa Sheni. Or they had a shlomim, they had frying pans that they used to fry shlomim in. So they had a shin on it, like we have Leishig Milchig, so you write the base on Bissari and Ches Chalavi. So they used to write a letter to indicate this is a kachikachim, this is for a chatos, and this is for a shlomim, and so on. So if you write just one letter, Ches, and the Ches stands for chatos, or the shin stands for shlomim, or the mem stands for Maisa Sheni, or the Tav stands for Truma, so the Tanakama says, Rabbi Shub ben Meser Mechayev, he says that one letter is considered as if he wrote a whole word. V'chachamim poetrim, no, it's not enough. So the Gemara says, we see that there's such a concept, there's no Tarika min HaTorah. Minayin l'loshen no Tarika min HaTorah shenemar, that's on Kufayim at Aleph, on the fourth line from the top. We have psukim in different places in Tanakh that are based on no Tarika. So we recognize, so that's Rabbi Shua ben Misera says, we recognize an otarikam, one oath stands for a whole word. So even though the halacha says on Shabbos Ronachayv, if you write Shtei Oisiyos, one oath that's a Rashi Tevis, otarikam here means Rashi Tevis, so one letter that stands for a whole word is the equivalent of a whole word. So you see from the Mishnah that the Yisoid Achiyuv of Shtei Oisiyos is that two letters constitutes a word. The din is that you chayv if you write a word. In Hebrew, the smallest word we have has two letters. Shem, Es, Av, Eim, Bein, Bas, a whole bunch of words that have two letters. Not just like Xeris HaKosev, you need so much, you need so much volume. Like you need a Kigrogeris. It's not just like a Grogeris. It's a sheer that Shtei Oisiyos constitutes a word. I take, for example, the Mishnah talks about Shem Mishimin. A person intended to write the whole name Shmuel or Shimin, and then he wrote Shin Mem, and then he stopped writing in the middle. So is he ready Chayv Chatos? Meshugig is ready Chayv Chatos. I'm amazed. So the Mishnah says, yeah, that you Chayv. So the Gemara says, how can it be? But if he's writing Shmuel or Shimon, the Mem that he wrote is going to be a Mem Psucho. And if you write Shem, it's supposed to be a Mem Stumo. So how can you say Shem Shimon is Chayv? That's the Gemara's Kasha here. And Kuv Gimel on the base, 15 lines from the bottom. Shem Shim, in fact, the Gemara mi dami mem the shem is a mem stuma mem sasum, and mem the shem is pasuach, And if you write a Sefer Torah like that, you write an open mem instead of a closed mem, wouldn't it be a possible Sefer Torah? So that's not a, you didn't write the word properly. You write shin mem with a mem psucha. That's not a correct word. So the Gemara says this Tana holds that it is correct. This Tana disagrees. A shaila and a Sefer Torah. If you have a Sefer Torah and you wrote a mem psucha instead of a mem stuma, what's the din? So the Gemara says this Tana holds that. How do you see anything from this Tana? He wrote Shtei Yosias. What's the problem? So you see that the vort of Shtei Yosias is that it adds up to a word. If it, how can you say it adds up to a word if the second letter is from those letters that has a final two forms, as a final letter and a letter that belongs in the middle of the word? So if you wrote shame with a mem psuch instead of a mem stuma, that shouldn't be considered writing a word. So that's it. So you see from the fact that the Gemara has this whole discussion, how can you be chayv and shame mishimin? You see that the idea of writing Shtei Yosias is that it adds up to a word. That's what you see from the Gemara's discussion. So Kosev Shtei Yosias means he writes a word. Let's say if you write in English, the way we assume, not like that, Ramo B'Shem Or Zero, that if you write in any language, in any script, you would be chayv. So let's say in English you have the word I, you have the word A. So that's a word with one letter. So maybe if you write in another language with a one letter constitutes a word, maybe that would be chayv, even if you don't hold from notarikon. Notarikon is a machlokes because the word shlamim or the word chatos has missing a couple of words. The one letter that you wrote represents the whole word. But over here, this is the whole word. So the chor over here, everybody should agree that you're chayv. If you assume the way Ruba the Ruba of the Rishonim assume, that in any language you would be chayv. Yeah. What were the two letters that they wrote? That's a shaila. So they wrote on the krushim, the way Rabbi Yossi says they wrote on the krushim. So Rashi writes they wrote aleph, beis, gimel, dal, hey, vav, zayin, ches, tes, yud. Yud, aleph, yud, beis, gimel, dal, tes, vav, through yud, tes. So yud, aleph, through yud, tes. Didn't form a word. Did not form a word. I don't know. So how? What are we learning out? So that's what the pashup shat in Rabbi Yossi is, that that's exactly what he's disagreeing with, that you don't need shtei oisius adding up to a word. If you draw any two symbols, that you would be chayv. And we don't accept that's his argument. Exactly. What you're presenting, the argument you're presenting, is exactly Rabbi Yossi's argument. You would write yud aleph through yud tes. It doesn't represent the words. Well, who writes? I think the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayos explains Rabbi Yossi. That the HaKosev Shtei Yossis is learned that from the letters yud aleph through yud tes. Why did he decide to learn from the letters, from the numbers yud aleph? The Rambam says there were 20 krushim on this side, 20 krushim on that side, then 8 krushim over there. The 20th over here, 20th over there, the corner ones, those were part of the 8, then there was another 6. So he says they wrote Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dal, Hei, Vav, then you have Yud Aleph through Yud Tes with the Shtei Yosias. And what does he learn out from the Yud Aleph through the Yud Tes? What about the Aleph through the Yud and the Chav? What? I don't know. I don't know. It's a good taina. That's Rabbi Yosi's. We don't fully understand Rabbi Yossi, but that's a part of Rabbi Yossi's time, is what you're saying.
Sorry,
Pardon me? That's a discussion in the Gemara. Yeah, the Gemara talks about that. Do the two letters have to make up a word or not necessarily so?
According to the Taz, the fingerprint is?
Yeah. Yeah, the Pash, this is. According to the Taz, it'll be an Issa Deraisa, yeah. Yeah, according to Rabbi Yossi, yeah. According to Rashi, you're only chayv if you write alphabet. If you write pictures, you're not chayv. So according to Rashi, we pass and against Rabbi Yossi, say it wouldn't be chayv. Is it their alphabet or each picture represents a word?
Each picture represents a word, but if you put two together, depending on what order you put it in, it'll depend if that word is a noun or a verb, or it depends on where you put that in the sentence.
Yeah, but if each picture represents a word, I don't think that's called an alphabet. That's a picture. Probably according to Rashi, you would not be chayv. According to the Rambam, whenever you draw a picture, you're chayv. If you write two strokes of the picture, you don't have to have the whole picture. If you did two strokes within a picture, then you would be chayiv. According to the Rambam, if you chayiv two strokes of a picture, so let's say you write the letter E, that's four strokes. If you write the letter Aleph in a script, that's two strokes, so you're chayiv already. Why, if you're drawing a picture, if you make two strokes of the picture, you're chayiv. And if you write a letter, many, many strokes. An Aleph, let's say in Ksav Ashur, you have to write the bar of the Aleph, then you write the Yud on top, then you write the Yud on the bottom. So that should be three strokes. So it only counts as one letter. Why? I don't know. So therefore? A letter then has to be judged by the rules and regulations of letters, not with the rules and regulations of pictures. Yeah, okay. That goof is the question. Why should it be so? Okay. I don't know. It's a problem. We're choshish for the Rambam, right? That the Rambam learns that was never disputed. The Chachamim, the Rabbi Yossi, also agreed that if you draw pictures, it's a malacha deraisa. The only argument was whether it's an av or it's a tolda. And what's the difference? They said the difference is whether you chayv shtaim or you chayv achas. That's that pirush hamishnayis. The Magen Mishnah points out that there's a machlekes Rashi in the Rambam, because the Rambam writes in Hilchas Shabbos that if you draw pictures, you chayv. So the Magen Mishnah says, according to Rashi, if you draw pictures, you're not chayv. Because we haven't accepted the Rabbi Yossi's opinion. But the Magen Mishnah doesn't explain the whole Rambam. But then you look in the Pirush HaMishnayis, the Rambam himself explains himself, but we're not sure what he said. That's the problem. What if you write a Sefer Torah, Tefillin or Mezuzah, and you use a green color ink, or you use a red color ink? So we usually assume that that's not acceptable. It has to be black ink. It has to be Dyo, and it has to be Shachar. So the shaila is that a special din, a local din in Hilchas Sefer Torah, Tefillin and Mezuzah, that has to be Dyo Shachar, maybe Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, or is that a din Iksav in Kol HaTorah? So the Mishnah says, if you write Mishnei Samamonios, you can write in two different colors. Let's say you write the letter S, you write the word S, Aleph Tov, or Min, Ov, Aim, Aleph Mem, Beis Nun, Bas, whatever. You write two letters that constitute a word, and the two letters are different colors. One is blue and one is red, or one is green and one is orange, let's say. So the Mishnah says, B'shtei samamani yasichai. So it's clear that it's unlike Siva Sefer Torah. Siva Sefer Torah, the Gemara has an Amid Beis, if you write Kosov Shalom Bidyo, five lines from the bottom. If Kosov Shalom Bidyo, so then it's not kosher. Yeah, but Dyo, that's Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai Sefer Torah, Tefillin and Mezuzah. That's not because that's the definition of Siva. So over here by Hilchas Shabbos, but there's no such halacha l'Moshe M'Sinai that says if you write b'samamonios, Rashi on the Mishnah writes samamonios achas b'dyo, v'achas b'sikra. Sikra means red ink, and dyo means black ink. So if you write the word bein abas, and one letter is written in black ink, one letter is written in red ink, so Rashi says in the Mishnah that then you would be chayv. Yeah, that's partial like that you would be chayv. Now the Gemara raises an issue. Rabbi Yehuda, in the end of the Mishnah, says, "Am Rabbi Yehuda, the last three lines, last two and a half lines in the Mishnah, Matzina Shem Katan Shem Gadol Shem Mishim and Mishmol Noach Mi Nocha Don Mi Daniel God Mi Gadil." Rabbi Yehuda says that famous din: if you write Shem Mishim and Yochayv, all the examples that he gives, Shem Mishim and Noach Mi Nocha Don Mi Daniel God Mi Gadil, are all where he's writing two different letters, Gimel and Dalet. A Dalet and Nun, Nun and Ches. He's writing two different letters that spell out a word. So the Gemara has a Shaila. Is that Likuva? What if he's writing, he planned to write Bereshis, and he wrote Beis Resh. Now, Beis Resh in Aramaic is a word, Bar. What else? Dvarim. He's writing the word Dvarim. So he writes Dalet Beis and he stops. He wrote two different letters, and there is no word dollar base. Do, it's also a word. Okay. Well, what other? I don't know. Whatever. The Gemara gives a funny example. So, what if he writes? What is writing a long word, and the first two letters of the word are they identical? First, the letters tough tough, or samach samach, or gimel gimel, or something like that. What if he writes shem mishimin, and the two letters that he wrote are not the same? In the Mishnah he has the two letters are not the same. What if he writes the same letters twice? What would the din be? So that's what the Gemara is medayik from Rabbi Yehuda. The last six lines on the Amud. sounds from the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda says the only time Yechayiv is if he writes Shtei Oisios and there's Shnei Shemus, two different letters in the alphabet. One is a Shin, one is a Mem, one is a Nun, one is a Ches, one is a Gimel, one is a Dalet. Shtei Oisios v'hein Shem Echod, Loi Mechayiv. But if he writes Shtei Oisios and it's a repeat, Aleph Aleph, Beis Beis, Gimel Gimel, Yirat Chai Freg Morvel HaTanya. But we have a Braisa that doesn't seem to say like that. But the Braisa starts off saying exactly the same as the Mishnah. The fellow is planning to write a whole word, and then in the middle he stopped. He wrote a half a word and he stopped in the middle. Or he's planning to make Arigas Kola Beged or Kola Nofer, whatever. Then he stops in the middle. So maybe the din would be that you're not chayv till you write the whole, till you finish the whole malacha that you plan to do in one sitting. In this sitting, he plans to write a whole letter. And then he only wrote a half a letter. And the letter is 10 pages long. So he wrote 5 pages. So the Gemara says, maybe he's not chayv. Maybe he's not loin niskayma machshavto. So he learns that from the pasuk. He says, we also meyachas. Meyachas means miktsas. Even though he only did miktsas, tamaloyma meyachas. Craig the Gemara vaita, the second line from the bottom, e meyachas. Meyachas means he only did miktsas. Yochav tunel akosav aloysachas, lagomagalachutechot. There is a din that you need Shtei Oisius. Maybe the Shtei Oisius goes, that's the intention he has to have. He intended to write a lot. And then as long as that was it, if he only intends to write one letter and he wanted to write an Aleph and he writes Aleph and that's all. So that's a Chatzi Shir. If you only write Oisachas, that's the Mishnah calls it Chatzi Shir. We learned that. But if you plan to write a whole letter, his intention was to write more than Oisachas, then he writes one Ois. Maybe that's called Meachas. Maybe that satisfies the requirement for the kashir, because that was his intention. You have to have a shir shalom. So the Tanakhama says exactly what Rabbi Yehuda says in the Mishnah. Comes Rabbi Yehuda and he disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he disagrees. Afilu lo kasav ala shtei oisiyas v'hein shem echad chayv kagon shin shin tav tav reish reish gimel gimel ches ches. Even if he repeats the same letter twice, you're also chayv. So it seems to be a contradiction between Rabbi Yehuda and the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda and the Mishnah is identical with the Tanakhama here. Same as the anonymous Tanakhama. Then it's a Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yehuda Omer means he's disagreeing with the Tanakhama. And he says, not only are you chayv if it's shem mishimin, even if it's shin shin or tough tough or resh resh, it also becomes some machlokes. It's a stira within Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara keeps on quoting. So the Gemara finally says, what's the teretz? About 15 lines later, right before the wide lines, the two narrow lines before the wide lines. So the Gemara finally says that the answer is katani. Take a look. Katani means look 4 lines before the wide lines. Katani means al kalpanim. It says in the middle of the brayse. We're going to read the rest of the brayse in a minute. Morris says though the stira. Kotani means what is in the middle of the bright rebuta mafilokas or the shayas vein shame echod. They repeated the same letter twice. Chayiv. Doesn't that contradict Rabbiud in the Mishnah? Rabbiud in the Mishnah says the same as Tanakhama. That's only Chayiv on Shem Mishim. And for the Gemara, you're right. There are two versions over here of Rabbiud. One is Loikash Hadidei Hode Rabbe. One is his own personal opinion, and one is really quoting from his Rebbe. In the Mishnah in the bright it only says Rabbiud. It doesn't say, but we have a third. Another source, another brayse of the Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda, Mishum, Rabbi Gamliel, Afilu Lakasav Ela Beisiyos, Yisraim Sheim Echa, to repeat of the same letter twice, Chayiv Kigon, Sheish, Teis, Ror, Gag, Choch, Shem. So that's Rabbi Gamliel holds like that. Rabbi Yehuda's personal opinion is that the only time Chayiv is if you write Shtei Oisiyos that are different. If you repeat the same two Oisiyos, you're not Chayiv. Rabbi Yehuda quotes in the name of Rabbi Gamliel, if you repeat the two Oisiyos and they add up to a word, if you write pei pei, he doesn't say that yichayv. If you write hey hey, you write the zayin. Zayin zayin is a word, okay. But it sounds like if you write aleph aleph, the Gemara is going to say if you write aleph aleph, then you're not. It sounds like then you're not chayv. Only if you write shin shin, tuf tuf, resh resh, gag choch. Yeah, these are all words. These are all words. So then Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of Rabbi Gamliel, you would be chayv, and his personal opinion is that you wouldn't be chayv. Then the Gemara asks that the Braisa quotes Reb Shimon is saying the exact same thing as the Tanakhama. Look about the 10th line from the top. Rav Shimon Aimer. The Osa Meyachas Meheino. The Pasuk in Parshas Vayikra in Perek Dalet says, if a person violated any one of the Averis, he has to bring Korban Chatas B'Shoigeg, or an Hashem Tola if he's not sure. The Osa Achas Yochalat Shichtav Es Kol Hashem. Maybe he has to write the whole letter, the whole word that he plans to write. Whatever he plans to do in this session, he should finish the whole thing. Yeah, that's what Rashi writes. Kol mashen is kavan legaro la'abid mitchila bevasachas. As much as Rashi dima maschal es kuloi. As much as he planned to do in this sitting, bevasachas, and this doesn't mean simultaneously. As much of the malacha that he planned to do in this sitting is going to have a break for lunch. Then he's going to write 25 pages in the morning, then he's going to have a break for lunch, he's going to write another 25 pages in the afternoon. So maybe you're only chayv if you completed niskayma machshavto. Malach Malshevus has been niskayma machshavto. Yochol, maybe he's only chayv at shichtav is kol Hashem, at sheirik is kol habeger, at sheas kol hanof. Tam elamim meyachas. Meyachas means miktsas. Im meyachas yochol afilu lukos v'leisachas, afilu lagar al-chut techot. By sechot bin ofa, why? He had intention of doing the whole full kashir. Then as long as he does may, miktsas of that shir. The shir was nemar and what he intended to do. How do you know you need the shir shteyosis when he actually does? Maybe it's sufficient if you have the shteyosis in his plans. Tamalayma achas. Okay, so now have a shiyas and malocha, kshigat sibo, niskayem. So he said the exact same thing as the Tanakhama. That's a good discussion. Rabbi Shimon said the exact same thing as the Tanakhama. That's the Gemara's kashin now. Freg the Gemara, second wide line. V'Reb Shimon, Haynu Tanakhama. Reb Shimon of the Brisa says word for word, the same as the Tanakhama. So what if there would have been two different Brises? So they're saying the same thing. But in the same Brisa, what do they quote Reb Shimon Aimer? Reb Shimon Aimer means he disagrees. Omer Reb Shimon means a new member. Reb Shimon Aimer disagrees with the Tanakhama. He said the same thing. Reb Shimon Haynu Tanakhama. So the Gemara suggests, V'chi Tema Aleph Aleph the Ezreka. Ezorcha, Ike Benayu. Ezorcha, what? What is it? I will gird you with Ezor. Ezorcha Bigvura, I think is a pasuk in Yeshaya. Ezorcha Bigvura. So if you write, if you plan to write Ezorcha and you only wrote Aleph Aleph, so Aleph Aleph doesn't add up to a word. So the Gemara says maybe that's the machleik of Satanoim. And who holds which way? Tanakam Sab Aleph, the Ezorcha. Loi mechayv. Tanakhama holds that you put it because it doesn't add up to a word. Reb Shimon Sava Kevin Yisi Gilturi Bialma Chayev, and Reb Shimon is more machme. How did they know which way to say? The Gemara says Reb Shimon said exactly verbatim the same as Tanakhama. So my benayu, what the Reb Shimon had Tanakhama. So it must be an afkemina aleph aleph. So how do you know which way to pin the blame on which Tana? How do you know whom to say? Let's say kol tana basi l'tfuya yosa. The Gemara says whenever you have a machlekes hatanaim in a brisa, mishnah in a brisa, and it's unclear what they're fighting about, we have a tradition that they must be arguing about a certain nekuda, but it's unclear who says which way. So we assume the tana basi is l'tfuya yosa. He's adding on more. So Reb Shimon is adding on that even aleph aleph is also chayv. The Gemara says v'chiteima the Reb Shimon is the machmir. That he holds even if you write aleph aleph, you're going to be chayev. Frag the Gemara, why? Because they write, whoever writes aleph aleph never adds up to it. The Gemara says because when they write kameis, they write all kinds of crazy, Rashi writes. Gilturi, kameis, uksavim shel machshefus. In Latin, Rashi writes. When you write balosh in Latin, so the apikursim, they write all kinds of crazy things, gibberish. And they put together letters that don't mean anything. So it's a shaykh. If you're writing this crazy kameis, so you can write aleph aleph also. So the Gemara is assuming that Reb Shimon must be disagreeing with Tanakhama about something, must be on this issue aleph aleph, and Reb Shimon is the Tanabasa l'tfuyo, so he's more machman than the Tanakhama. The Gemara said, is that true? L'meimer the Reb Shimon l'chumre, mean to say that Reb Shimon is the one who's more machmer in Hilchos Shabbos. Ayvo hatanya. You have a brisa that seems to say not so. Reb Shimon is the mekel, he's not the machmer. As far as whether it's called niskayma machshavta, he planned to do a whole series of things in this session, in this sitting, bevasachas, but Rashi calls bevasachas on this occasion. And he didn't finish everything that he had in mind to do. So the Tanakhama says sometimes yichayv, sometimes potter. Reb Shimon chisels away. Reb Shimon is more mekel. Not that he's more machmer. Ay, bo hatanya. Reb Shimon is not luchumra hakadeach kol shehu chayev. So Rashi says kol shehu means kodeach means if you drill a hole through and through the metal or through and through the wooden bar. What if I started drilling the hole and the hole went halfway through and it didn't penetrate all the way to the other side? That's called hakadeach kol shehu. It didn't penetrate to the other side. That's how Rashi writes kol shehu. The hole is not yet visible on the other side. He only drilled half through the metal pipe, or half through the wooden beam. Megara means what? Rashi says, told that the memachik, you have something that's rough, either klofim or klunsos, whatever, you have something that you want to use on its rough surface. So you smooth it out. So that's a malacha of memachek, and he really planned to smooth off the whole thing. So even though he didn't complete the whole thing, amgar kol shehu ischayv. Am abid kol shehu ischayv. He plans to do ibud, to convert the hide into leather, and he's treating it chemically, and he really plans to do the entire piece of hide, and he only did part of it. In what he did, there is a kashir, but in this session, he planned to do more. So Tanakham says that Yechai, Hatzor Bekli Tzura Kosho, he planned to draw a beautiful picture of whatever, a Yankov by the well, and Rachel with the Behemoth, with the pitchers of water, Gansa Maisa, and he only started the figure and he stopped in the middle. So that's enough. So the Tanakham says, Chai, Rab Shimon, Yeah, Pashup Shad shows that pictures are Chai. So either according to Rashi, you have to say that this is Ali B'de Rabbi Yosin, according to the Rambam Mishnah, no, it's L'cholodeh, it's not Ali B'de Rabbi Yosin. Maybe this is the mocker for the Rambam. The Rambam says, you see from over here, Beferish, that if you draw pictures, Yechai. So the Tanakhama says, as long as it did miktsas, Yechai, Rab Shimon disagrees, Ashi Kadech, Achi Yikdach, Eskulo, Achi Yigar Eskulo, Achi Yabit Eskulo, Shiyatzer Eskulo. You see, the Rab Shimon is more makel than the Tanakhama. It's not that he's more machmer. So how can you say over here, truth of the matter, what has it got to do with anything? He's more makel over here on a different issue. We're discussing the topic of Niskaima Machshavto. Melech Hashem says to me, Melech is Machshavis. So he planned in the session before lunch, before he has his lunch break, he's going to accomplish so much. And after lunch, he's going to do different. So in this Bevasachas, he planned to do so much, and then he only did part of what he planned to do in this session. So Tanakam holds new, the part that he did, if he would have had intention of doing that alone, would have been chayv, that shame is shim. And Rav Shimon disagrees, and he says, no, you have to accomplish everything that you plan to accomplish. So that's really a different, that's an issue of Niskaima Machshavtom. This is a different issue. If you write Aleph Aleph, if you write Shtei Yosius and it doesn't add up to a word, are you Chayv and Azim? So it's a different topic. It's a different topic, but yeah. It's a topic of Kosev. The Kosev Shtei Yosius means because you wrote a word, and Aleph Aleph doesn't exist as a word. So it's a different issue, but part of the issue is he planned to write Ezorcha Bigvura. He was writing a whole pasuk in Yeshaya. And he only wrote, in this session, he wanted to write the whole pasuk. He wanted to write the whole word. Ezorcha, at least the whole word. And he only wrote the first two letters of the word. So that's the two issues involved. The Aleph doesn't add up to a word. It's a repeat of the same letter twice. It doesn't add up to a word. Plus, he planned to write a whole word and he never got to write that whole word. So that's the Gemara's Kasha. How can you say the Reb Shimon will say Chayit? An Aleph Aleph, the Ezorcha. The name of the Reb Shimon, the Chumer, the Reb Shimon holds that Yechayiv. An Aleph Aleph, that's not a problem. If you intend to write Aleph Aleph, and you wrote Aleph Aleph, that part of Reb Shimon that we can understand. We have no kashas on that. The kasha is nobody intended to write Ezorcha Bigvura. And he only wrote part of it. And Reb Shimon holds you only Chayiv if it's Niskaima Machshavt, if he accomplished everything that he planned to accomplish. Like he says, Reb Shimon al Shiktach Eskula, Shigur Eskula, Shiabed Eskula, Shiatzer Eskula. So the Gemara says, Ela Reb Shimon ho asal Hashmina Shiktach Ves Hashem Kuloi. It's vague. What is Reb Shimon disagreeing about? So the Gemara says, no, Reb Shimon says, you got to finish writing everything. You have to finish writing the whole word. It was unclear what is he said the same as Tanakama. So the Gemara says, no, what Reb Shimon is driving at is you have to write the whole word. So Gemara, how can you say that? How can you say that according to Reb Shimon you're only chayv? If you write everything that you intended to write, I will tell you Reb Shimon, I'm a viyasachas, yochalat shichta v'sashem kulotam, lomameyachas, So he says the same as everybody else. You don't have to write the whole word. As long as you write me'achas miktsas from the word. And for the Gemara wrong, you have to write the whole word, e'ezorcha, but you don't have to write the whole sentence. Tritz ve'imahachi. Yochel ha'shiyach, it was called apasuk kulot. Tamalayma me'achas. So what did they answer? Let's say he plans to write the whole pasuk. He plans to write the whole pasuk now. Not one word now and one word later. He plans to write what Rashi calls bevasachas. Rashi over here. Dima mascha les kula. Kol mashin is kam ligro alaved mitchila bevasachas. How much does he plan to do in this sitting, in this session? So if he plans to write the whole pasuk, he only writes a zarcho, he only writes one word. So Mestama Reb Shimon will say that you put there too? No. Just like he says, ashiyikdach is kula. If all he plans to drill is halfway through the pipe or halfway through the bar of wood. So he drilled halfway through, he did what he wanted to do, so he'll be chayiv. If he planned to drill through and through in this session, and he only did miktsas, so then Reb Shimon says, you're not chayiv. Ashigur eskula, he planned in this session to scrape off all of the hair from the hide, or to smooth down the entire klunsois, the entire beam of wood. And then he only did miktsas, so then you're not chayiv. Ma'abit kol shehu. If he plans to do so much, he's only chayv if he does the whole thing. So if he plans to write kol ha'pasuk kuloi, so l'chol you're only chayv if you finish kol ha'pasuk. No? So what does the Gemara say? The Reb Shimon says you don't have to finish kol ha'pasuk. Means he only plans to write one word now. But e'ezarcho. And he plans to finish later. He plans to finish later. But now he only plans to write one word. So one might have thought, as long as you write one word, and that's what you plan to write in this session, then you're chayiv. But l'chori, you're not. Reb Shimon will hold you not. We pass kinshem. Shimon is chayiv. Even a miktsas from what you intended to do, and he disagrees. He holds that it's loin is kaima mashavto unless you complete the full amount that you plan to do in this session. And we don't pass kinshem like Reb Shimon. They ask him, what are you doing? He says, I'm going to write the whole pasuk now. He says, yeah, they have a whole discussion before. If he says what he plans to do. Then the Gemara quotes Rabbi Yosi Yomer V'yosa Achas V'yosa Hein V'am Shechayv Achas Al Kulam V'am Shechayv Kol Achas V'Achas. This is a different topic. Chiluk Chatos. Sometimes there is a Chiluk Chatos, and sometimes you have one Chatos and many Chilulei Shabbos. How do you determine when it's which? It depends. If it's Zdon Shabbos V'Shigigas Melachas, he knows today's Shabbos, but he just never heard of Ksiva, and he never heard of Makabah Patish, and he violated. The others he knows, he doesn't violate. And the two that he didn't know, he violated. Then you chayiv shtayim. But if he knows all the laws of Shabbos, but he had Helam Shabbos, his watch stopped, and he thought he's still working in the office, and he's wondering how come the day is going so slowly, and so his watch stopped. He keeps on doing malacha, that's Shigigah Shabbos. Or let's say his watch is too fast, so he thought Shabbos was over. Looks at the watch. According to his watch, Shabbos is over. So he starts doing malacha, then it comes out that it's still Shabbos. So that's Shigigah Shabbos. So if it's Shigigah Shabbos, if that's what caused them to do the Chil Shabbos, you only chayiv achas, even though he violated all the 39 of his malachas. But if it's Zidon Shabbos with Shigigah malachas, he knows today Shabbos just was not aware of this malacha, that malacha, the other malacha, then it'll be chayiv akalachas v'achas. So the Gemara says, and how do you know? Pray tell, how do you know that this is true? So that's what the Gemara asks. Amar Rabbi Yosi Rab Chanin is an Amor. My time with Rabbi Yosi ben Chalafta, the Tana Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yosi ben Chalafta. Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina says, how did Rabbi Yosi ben Chalafta figure this out? It's based on the pasuk, and this is the Gemara earlier on Daf Ayin. The Gemara spells this out in the Brisa. It says, V'osa me'achas me'heino. So we darshan achas, me'achas heino me'heino. There are two words in Chumash. We darshan as if there were four words written. Achas and me'achas and heino and me'heino. So what does it mean? Achas she'heino ve'heino she'achas. Sometimes yichayv many chatois. You did chil Shabbos a few times, and you chayv heina many times. And sometimes heina shehi achas, you only chayv one chatas. So So then the Gemara spells out the whole drasha. What is achas and what is meachas? Achas is Shimon. Meachas is Shem Shimon. That's how we hold that Shem Shimon is chai, not like Rab Shimon. The Tana Rab Shimon holds that Shem Shimon is not chai, even though his name is Shimon. He doesn't believe in Shem Shimon because he says you have to, it has to be in his kaima machshavto. You have to finish everything you plan to do b'vasachas in this city. We don't accept his opinion. So we paskin achas is Shimon and meachas is Shem Shimon. Even though you plan to write the whole word Shim and Yechayv if you write the part. Heina and Mehena is Heina, always Mehena Talodas. This is why we mention the Shitim Kubetsis and Bobakama and Dab Besim and Aleph. Raise the issue why the same Gemara Dab Fayinam and Aleph appeared there, the Brisa. Why do you need a Pasuk for Toldus of Shabbos and there's no need for a Pasuk of Toldus in Nezikin? So that's what he worked on. But this is the Mokka, this Pasuk. Heina, always Mehena Talodas. Then you have Achashi, Heina, Heina Shi Achas. That's the difference. If it's he knows today Shabbos and the Shigas Malachas, then it's Chiluk Chatos and Yechayv Heina, Yechayv Many. But if you have Shigas Shabbos is Dom Malachas, he knows all the laws of Shabbos, but he just made a mistake. He didn't realize that it's Shabbos now. Either his watch stopped, his watch is too fast. So then it's only one Shkoget. So then you only Chayv Achas. Heina Shiachas, if it's Shigas Shabbos is Dom Malachas. Fine. And what goes back to that kasha we raised before. Bizman Shabbos Hamikdash Hayah Kayom, there was a practice which is recorded in the Mishnayos of Nisach HaMayim. All year long they only did Nisach HaYayin. On the Mizbech they would pour wine down the Shisim. And on Sukkot, simultaneously with the pouring of the wine, there were two Shisim, two bowls and two pipes that went down. So while one kind you have to pour with your right hand, the Kohen, and Nisach HaYayin has to be done with the right hand. While one kind, any given coin only has one right hand. Some people have two left legs, but no one has two right arms. No one has two right hands. You have two coin, and one coin pouring yain with his right hand down one of the shisim, one of the pipes. And the other coin is pouring mayim with his right hand down the other pipe. They will pour down simultaneously. If you don't pour simultaneously, but the evidence is also good. So how do you know that there's such a practice? What is this, a dim of the rabbanon? Why should they invent such a dim of the rabbanon? The assumption is that it certainly is a din deraisa. Where does it say in the Chumash? One Tana says, does it say anywhere? The whole thing is purely halacha lemoshe misina. That's the Gemara in Sukkah, and the Gemara in the end of Zvachim has opinions like that, that Arov Elam Izbeach, and Nisach HaMayim, and Tosef HaShviyas are all halacha lemoshe misina. Why did he put all those three together? Arov Elam Izbeach and Nisach HaMayim both have to do with Sukkahs. That we understand why he puts together. Why does he put together the third one, the Tosef HaShviyas, the Shnas HaShmitah? Based on the Chumash, you just have to observe the laws of Shemitah from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. And Halacha LaMoshe Misina requires you should be Moisev Mechoil Al HaKodesh. You should abstain from Malachas HaKarka a month or two before Rosh Hashanah of Shnas HaShmitah. Why was that put together with the other two? So the Gemara explains in the beginning of Moed Katan the reason why they were transmitted. Orally, this halacha machine was transmitted like this. A package deal, all three, is to indicate that the requirement for Tosef HaShviyas is only Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash HaYakayim. After the Churban HaBayis, there's no longer a din of Tosef HaShviyas min HaTorah. If you want to make a takanah Rabbanim, Hechateisa, Zechal HaMikdash, whatever you want. But min HaTorah, Mideraisa, the din of Tosef HaShviyas only applies Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash HaYakayim, because it was transmitted in conjunction with Arav Alam Izbech and Nisach HaMayim. So this is one opinion in the Gemara, that what's the mocker from Nisach HaMayim? No mocker, there's no way. The Rambam writes in the Hakdamah to Seder's Roim. It's really a Hakdamah to all of Torah Shebal Peh. The Hakdamah to the Pirush HaMishnayos LaRambam. So he writes that there are four parts to the Torah Shebal Peh. So one of the parts of the Torah Shebal Peh are the Midrash HaTorah Nidreshes Bem. Yeah, Pirushim HaMekubalim L'moshe Misina. He gives you the example. It says, Ayin Tachasayin. And the tradition has it that that's not to be taken literally. What it means is mamon, or it says priates hadar, and it doesn't mean any good-looking peri that you think is pretty. Priates hadar, the tradition has that it refers dafka to esrog. So that's pirushim ha'mukubalim l'moshe misina. After you have that pshat, that's considered pshuto shel mikra. That's the only pshuto shel mikra. Then you have drashas chachamim. It's another area of Torah shebal peh. Klal prat, prat to klal. All the other midrash alternate reshes them. How come the pasuk switches from singular to plural, from zachat to nekeva? How come he uses this verb? Should have used a different verb. the construction of the pasuk is awkward. So we derive all kinds of, we read in between the lines, we derive all kinds of details of the halachas. These are the midrash ha'tanya d'rashas b'hem. That's another area of another section of Torah Shebaal Peh. Then the Rambam says we have some halachas, let's say tefillin have to be square, meruboim, or tefillin have to be shachar, they have to be painted black, the ritzuas, and we're machmir, even the batim, also have to be painted black, the batim is a machloikas, the ritzuas, everybody agrees has to be shachar. So there's no way in the world to darshan this in the psukim. There are no midrash ha'tanya d'rashas b'hem that you'll come up with this conclusion. This is purely halacha l'moshe m'sina. So the Gemara has a machlekes hatanoim. All the tanoim agreed that nisach hamayim is bunch of mismik to shay kayam was a din deraisa, but they argued what is the source of it. So one tanoim is of the opinion it's purely halachal moshe misina. There's no way in the world to read in between the lines to arrive at that conclusion. The other tanoim says not true. You have mem yud mem. The Gemara has over here ki hay tana de tanya, three lines from the bottom of kuv gimel and beis. Rabbi Ben Bisei Raimer name abashayni v'niskehem. Every day of Sukkah is described separately in Parshas Pinchas. What Musafim do you bring on the first day, Yontav Sukkah? What Musafim do you bring the next day? That's the first day, Chol HaMoed. What Musafim do you bring the second day? The Pori HaChag, Apochsim HaHolchim. Every day there's one par less. So every day has its own Parsha. So every day it says, Menchas V'nizkeim, it doesn't say Menchas V'nizkeim came Medubar, but that's what it says in the Siddur. But approximately like that. So on the second day of Sukkah it says, V'nizkehem. And it really should have said Vinisko. And the Shishi at the sixth day of Sukkah says Unisocheho. And it should have said Vinisko. So the Yud is extra. Bishvi Nemekim Mishpatam. It should really say Kamishpat. Series of Mechod, Kamishpat. So you have Hare Mem Yud Mem. You take the extra Mem in the word Viniskehem. Then you have the extra Yud Unisocheho and the extra Mem in Kimishpatam. So that spells out. Remez l'nisach hamayim min ha-Torah. What do you mean min ha-Torah? It's from the midrash ha-Torah nedreshes b'hem. It's not like one Tana says that it's halacha l'moshe misina. No, it's min ha-Torah. It's midrash ha-Torah nedreshes b'hem. We can figure it out from the pasuk. Then the Gemara says there's a third opinion. The Gemara says in Sukkah, in the end of Zvachim, there is a third opinion that what is the source from nisach hamayim from the Shishi, from the sixth day of Sukkah says, unesocheho. Nikan l'shnei nisuchin min ha-Torah. This nisach ha-mayim is nisach ha-yayin. You have to do two nisuchin. So these are the three opinions that the Gemara has. What's an afkamina ledina between these various opinions? So the Gemara seems, in the end of Zvachim, the Gemara is discussing shchut echutz. Ashechet b'chutz v'amala b'chutz. The two parshios and parshas emor, what we lay on Yontif. So there's one parsha, one who shechet b'chutz is chayv koris, and one is mala b'chutz. If you makta b'chutz, you chayv koris. But if you shechet two mala b'chutz, then you chayv twice. So you did it b'shoigik, so you have to bring two chatos. Ashechet v'amala. So that's the name of a perik in the end of Zorachim. Perik ashechet v'amala. So it says then, perik ashechet v'amala. What if a person does nisach ha'yayin, chutz la'migdosh? Someone built a boma, and he pours wine, not la'vodizor. Pours la'vodizor is la'vodizor. He's pouring la'shamayin. But it's b'chutz, so it's neither shechet nor mala. But it's along the lines of mala. Mala is if you burn imurim on a boma. And pouring wine is a nisoch. And it's also, you're makta something you're doing. It's not burning it, but it's an offering. You're giving it as a matona. So the Mishnah says that you're also chayv koris, and if you did b'shogeg, you'd be chayv achatas. So what happens if the fellow does nisoch hamayim? What if he does nisoch hamayim on a boma? Would it be chayv koris, b'meizid, b'meila chayv chatas b'shogeg? What do you say? No. So the Gemara says it depends on this machlekes hatanoim. What is the mocker for the din of nisach hamayim? Why should it depend on the machlekes hatanoim? So Tosfos doesn't understand. What is it? One Tana holds that it's only midirabbanan. No, they all hold that it's midirabbanan. One Tana says mikan remez, the second line from the bottom. Mikan remez, the word remez usually means the Rabbana. Once in a while the word the Ramban writes in the Sefer HaMitzvot, and once in a while the word remez means minatar, like in the first daf in Makkos. Remez leid mizavim shalokim min haTorah minayin. The Gemara quotes a post. So usually remez means an asmachta. So the Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvah says, but in that Gemara when it says remez, it means min haTorah. Remez leid mizavim shalokim min haTorah minayin. That's a real drasha Gemara. So here also, mikan remez l'nisach hamayim min haTorah. But it says min haTorah. It's not a remez. This is a real drasha Gemara. This, it's not a balaturim over here. What the balaturim says, that's only remez asmachta. But this Tana holds this is a bona fide drasha. The mem yud mem, this is a real bona fide rush. So Tosfos doesn't understand. The machlokes hatanoim in the Mishnah in the end of Zohar, mafa menasech me'achad b'chag. There's also chayv koris mishum makte b'chutz. What did the Gemara have that the machlokes hatanoim? If you menasech mayim me'achad b'chag, whether chayv chatas anad, whether chayv koris chayv chatas, depends on the machlokes what the derivation is. Why should it depend what the derivation? All the tanoim agree; they're all masking that there's such a carbon on the level of their eyes. Why should it depend? So the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayos there writes the Pashup Shat in the Gemara. It's a little wild. The Rambam says that in order to be Chayiv Koris, you have to have violated an Avera that says in Chumash, in Torah Shebichsav. So Shchut Echutz and Malo Bachutz is Pesukim HaChumash. That is Pesukim HaChumash. But if the carbon is only known through Halacha L'Moshe Messina, if the carbon of Nisach HaMayim is only known through Halacha L'Moshe Messina, and there's no drasha for it, so you can't have an Einish Kares on something that's only Halacha L'Moshe Messina. It's an interesting idea. The Avera is an Avera that's Mufurish in Chumash. For the Avera, you don't have to come on to Halacha L'Moshe Messina, but the carbon, if such a carbon exists, is only Halacha L'Moshe Messina. So the Rambam understood that Tosfos has a hard time understanding that Gemara in the end as well. So the Rambam writes in the Pirush HaMishnayos, that's what's going on. That if it's based on a drasha, either mem yud mem, or it's based on unisocheho, however those two drushes go, then it's one kind of you have Torah Shebichzav, then you have Torah Shebalpeh, then you have Halacha L'Moshe Messina is even lower than Torah Shebalpeh. So on Halacha L'Moshe Messina you can't have a chiyuv koris. On a drasha from a pasuk you can't have a chiyuv koris. But that's how the Rambam read the Gemara. If you hold that Nisach HaMayim b'chag is Halacha L'Moshe Messina, then you can't have koris on that. If you menasach me'achag b'chag b'chutz, you wouldn't be chayv koris. But if you hold that it's either learned out from men yud men, or learned out from unesocheho, then there would be koris. Yeah. So that's the difference between whether you hold Halacha L'Moshe Messina and you hold the drasha. What's the difference whether the drasha is mem yud mem or the drasha is unesocheho? So then there's another, the Gemara in the first daf in Tainus, that base on the base. It says this appears in base on the base in Tainus. The Gemara seems to give nafkaminis there. So the Pashup Shat, the Gemara seems to say the following nafkamina. The din is that on the first day of Sukkot, you got to start the Nisach HaMayim. Nisach HaMayim, can you bring korbanos balaila? Is there any avoida sakarbanos? Do you ever have avoida balayla? It's relevant for us. Can you have a duchen balayla? Do you ever have duchening balayla? Because the pasuk is makish, there's a hekish. Ki bom baruch Hashem l'sharso u'levarach b'shma. Kadosh Baruch Hu chose the kohanim l'sharso to do akrabas sakarbanos u'levarach b'shma and to duchen. So Yishalmi says that there's makish sheirus, makish b'chus kohanim u'levarach. The duchening is compared to hakrovas hakarbanos with respect to what? So the Rishonim understood in the Yerushalmi in the end of Tainus that just like there's no sheris balayla, there's no hakrovas karbanos balayla, so too there's no duchening balayla. When you ever have duchening, you always have to have duchening in the middle of chazaras hashatz. There is no chazaras hashatz by Marev. So what are we here to discuss? So the discussion revolves about ne'ilah. Ne'ilah, that ne'ilah, many communities, most communities, they finish ne'ilah in the middle of the night. There's one opinion in Gemara, you have to finish ne'ilah by yom. You have to finish ne'ilah, you have to finish davening, chazoras hashas and ne'ilah before shkia. So they don't have any shaila, so the Kohanim duchen by ne'ilah. But in most communities, the practice is that we follow that opinion in the Gemara, the end of Yuma. The Gemara has a machlekes, amaroim. So we follow the opinion that you finish ne'ilah in the middle of the night. So the shaila is, can the Kohanim duchen in the Ila? The Mishnah says Kohanim are supposed to duchen in the Ila, but if the Ila is in the middle of the night, they have to say Kohanim. Does that make sense? So the practice all over the world was that you don't duchen in the Ila because of this Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says there's no duchening balayla, and the Rishonim understood based on Yerushalmi that it's based on this hekish. The Sharso ki bom bocha Hashem the Sharso levarach b'shmo. Hakadosh Baruch Hu chose the Kohanim to do avoda and Beis Hamikdash and to duchen. So makish bracha l'sheiris, just like there's no avodas hakarbanos balayla, so too there's no duchening balayla. So that's what most have the practice. And they write, the Maril quotes, the Magen Avraham quotes the Maril, that in Frankfurt the minhag always was, from the days of the Balei HaTes, they used to duchen balayla. Only in Frankfurt, they used to duchen balayla. So they all were upset about this, how come? So the Maril is miyashiv the minhag, he says, The Yerushalmi doesn't exist. The Yerushalmi doesn't say there's no Ducha in Balaylo. So the Rishonim understood that. So he says, wait a minute. Who says that there's no Hakrovas HaKarbonas Balaylo? It depends which. You can be Makhtar Emur in Balaylo. You can do Nisach HaYai in Balaylo. There are a lot of Karbonas that you can do Balaylo. Which Karbonas can you bring Balaylo, which not? So the Halacha says, the Dalar Avodas Adam, Shchita Kabbalah HaLacha Zvika. The Dalar Avodas Adam cannot be done Balaylo. And when you bring a mincha, there are four avoiders, which the Gemara says in Seita, along Tosefta, Masecha Seita, there are four avoiders by a mincha that are parallel to the four dalet avoiders adam by karbonis. You have kemitza is parallel to shchita, because you mevar chelek avoya. When you do shchita, what's the definition of shchita as an avoida? You mevar chelek avoya, you separate the dam that you're going to be zorek on the mizbeah. So when you do kemitza on the karbon mincha, you're separating the kaimis from the shirayim. And then you do Kabbalah Saddam in a Kli. So you do, after you do the Kemitza, you have to take the comments and be Mekadosh it in a, when you did the Kemitza, the whole Mincha was in a Kli Shoris. Then when you take out the comments, you have to put the comments into another Kli Shoris. That's Kiddush Kli. So that's the same as Kabbalah Saddam. Then you have Hailocha Saddam to be Zerik on the Mizbech as the parallel of Hailocha Samincha. Then you have the Zrike by the Dalar Avodah Saddam. See here, the parallel is the Haktoras HaKoimetz. So the Dalet Avodas by a mincha that are parallel to the Dalet Avodas Adam also cannot be done by Laila. But Shar Avodas, other Avodas HaKabonis may be done by Laila. The Gemara says, Minchas Miniskeim, Afila Balaila, Minchas Miniskeim, Afila Mikan Bar Asar Yam. You can bring it at night, even a year later, you can bring the Menachas and the Nesachim. They brought the Tom Shabbat Abayim way before. You mean way before the Shkia?
That's way before the Shkia, but the same thing. You can't offer Korbanot anymore.
Uh-huh. The Gemara says that you may bring Korbanos after the Tom Shabbat Abayim. Just you're not allowed to do Haktorah. Haktorah, you can't do. Some of the avodas may be done after the Tom Shabbat. Some may be done, some may not be done. So you cannot say that the duchening has to be compared to that avoida. To that avoida that may not be done after the Tom Shabbat. It doesn't say which avoida it's compared to. It's hukish to avoida, so it's enough. If you makish it to those avoidas, that may be done after the Tom Shabbat Abayim. That's what the Maril says over here. The passage just says, Sharsa the Baruch Bishmo, the duchening is compared to avoida of hakrovis karbonis. Sheris. Sheris means avoidas hakrovis hakarbonis. It doesn't say which avoidas. So how do you know to compare it to the dalar avoidas Saddam? In Behemoth, or Dalar Avodis in the Mincha, then a Mechuvin Kenega, the Dalar Avodis Adam, that cannot be done by Laila, maybe compare the Duchening to those Avodis that may be done by Laila. See, time is, where does it say that he says, the Yerushalmi never says that there's no Duchening by Laila. The Rishonim said it based on Yerushalmi, it doesn't really exist. Yerushalmi just says, you see from the Mishnah in the end of Tainis, Maseches Tainis, that you don't Duchen by Myra. So the answer is, of course you don't duchen by Ma'ariv. There's no Chazaras HaShas. You only duchen in the context of Chazaras HaShas. But it doesn't say in Yerushalmi you can't duchen by Laila al-Pidin, even if there would have been a Chazaras HaShas, namely Ne'ila. It doesn't say that. That's what a group of Rishonim added on. So the Ma'ariv defends this practice, and the Shagas Ari also, and the Sefer Gvura Sari, he also defends the practice. He says he doesn't see any Hechrach from the Yerushalmi. The Rishonim invented this. It doesn't say in Yerushalmi. He thinks that you can't duchen by Laila. So here's what? The Hekish tells you that a shikir is not allowed to duchen, just like shasa revis is not allowed to be makrav karbonah, so shasa yain is not allowed to duchen. And the Hekish tells you it should be bamida, just like hakrovas hakarbonis has to be bamida, so to the duchening, the kohanim have to stand. Has to be bamida. That's what the Gemara says. The Achrenim ask Akasha, what did the Gemara need to say a Hekish to teach you that the duchening has to be bamida? The pasuk says Amida by both. It says Ki Bom Bachar Hashem Lamod L'Sharso L'Varach Bishmo. It says Lamod L'Sharso L'Varach Bishmo. The same pasuk that teaches that you need Amida by Sherus says also L'Varach Bishmo. So what did the Gemara need a hekesh for? The word lama goes on both. That's a kasha all the achronim ask. But in the Gemara it says that it's based on a hekesh. The amida is required by sheirus, that's a pasuk. The amida is required by duchening, the Gemara says that's a hekesh. And the shikr is not allowed a duchen, that's also based on the hekesh. That's a machlekes. Some rishonim say that the shikr is not allowed a duchen, it's only midirabbanan. Min ha-Torah he may duchen. Because the Gemara says, why don't you push the hekesh further? Why don't you say that a balmum also, just like a balmum may not be makrav karbonis, so balmum is not allowed to duchen? So the Gemara says no. That the hekesh between duchening and hakravas hakarbonis is only with respect to shasa yayin, not with respect to a balmum. And how do you know? Because in Parshas Noso, the Parsha of Nazir is right next to the Parsha of Nesias Kapayin. So you see that there's a connection between drinking wine and duchening. So it sounds like a balatur. So most of the Rishonim say that's an asmachta. This whole story is an asmachta, that the shikr is not a lot of duchen, this is too fluffy. And the Raivet, they all quote, the Raivet holds not, that this is a drosha gemura deraisa, and here is yesh hekesh lemachtza, even though normally ain't hekesh lemachtza, so you really should have said a hekesh that just like a balmum is not allowed to do hakrovas hakarbonis, so a balmum is not allowed to duchen either. And the Mishnah says a balmum is allowed to duchen. Only a kain sheyesh lemum b'pon of yad v'raglav is not allowed to duchen midirabbanan, because they may draw attention and they'll be staring at his hands when he duchens, he's not allowed to look at the kohen of his hands. And the Mechaber writes in Shulchan Aruch that Bizman Hazeh, in the 1500s, they started the minig, the kohen and cover over the hands, so the whole din of the Mishnah no longer applies Bizman Hazeh. Kohen sheyesh lomum b'panav yadav raglav, may duchen. So the Gemara says, how can you split between the balmum and the shikr? So the Gemara quotes that smuchim, the two parshas are adjacent to each other, next to each other, and parshas nasai, the parsha of duchening with the parsha of nozir, to indicate that it's yesh hekesh lamatza. So the rabbi holds it's all the drashik mur there, right? And most of the rishonim assume that it's an asmachta. So what would be an afkanina? What's the drasha? What's the difference whether nisach ha-mayim is halacha l'moshe misinah, it's based on midah shatar and reshes bem? So the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayis interprets the Gemara, the end of Zvachim, that Tosis has a hard time, Tosis doesn't know how to deal with the Gemara. The Rambam says an afkanina is, can you have koris or not? And the mele will it be chatas b'shoigik? Is the chorus that's an asik for the bezon shalmaila? But bezon shalmata has to decide whether the fellow amenasach may hachag b'chag. If he does nisach hamayim chutz lamikdash on a bama, will it be chad chorus? Means if he did b'shoigik, will it be chay b'chatas anan? So if you all that is halach l'moshe mesina, there's no chorus. If you all that is based on nida shartan reshes man, there will be chorus. What's the difference whether it's drasha A or drasha B? Were they learning out from unesocheha? We're learning out from Mem Yud Mem, that's a machlek satan, right? So the Gemara in the first daf in Tainus, based on the base, and the Yerushalmi there explicitly, seems to develop this nafkamina ledina. What if Leil Sukkis, Laila Harishan of Sukkis, the Kohanim decide we're going to do Nisach HaMayim? Why should we wait till the morning and pour the wine and the water simultaneously and down the two shisin? Let's do the Nisach HaMayim by Laila. So if you hold that it's based on the Drosha Unisocheho, so you can't do the Nisuch HaMayim for the Tomid Shal Shachar before you bring the Tomid Shal Shachar. You can't do the Nisuch HaYayin either for the Tomid Shal Shachar Balayla. First you have to bring the Tomid Shal Shachar, then you bring the Nisuch HaYayin. You can't bring the Nisuch HaYayin even in the morning. Even in the morning of the first day Sukkot. You can't, if you'll pour the Nisuch HaMayim before you bring the Tomid Shal Shachar, you won't be yotzi, you'll have to bring the yayin again. You have to do another Nisuch HaMayim. If it's b'toris unusachel b'shnei nisuchan akaz medav. But if it's an independent pasuk mem yud mem, or it's halacha l'moshe nisina, then it's not in conjunction, it's not a Nisuch HaMayim in conjunction with the Tomid Shal Shachar. It's Yom Tezvav and Yom Tezayin, every day of Sukkot is mechayiv to bring Nisuch HaMayim. Or the Yerushalmi has another nafkamina. What about, normally the din is, let's say, the Kohanim brought a Tomid Shal Shachar this morning, and they didn't have any wine. They ran out of wine. So what are they going to do for Nisach HaYayin? And then they only get some kosher wine and next month. So what do they do? So the Gemara says, Mikan ba'afilu ad asara yamin. You can make tashlumin. If you didn't do the Nisach HaYayin on that day, you can bring it 10 days later, you can bring it 10 months later, you can bring it 10 years later also, if you're keeping track. The Gemara just has a discussion. The Levim only sing Shira while the Kohanim are doing the Nisach Hayayim. So let's say today is Wednesday. So he's supposed to sing Reviva Shabbos, what they say? Kelnikomis Hashem. So what if they didn't have Yayin on Wednesday? They do the Nisach Hayayin in 2 months from now on a Tuesday. So which Shir Shalom do they sing? Do they sing the Wednesday Shir Shalom because this belongs to Wednesday? Or do they sing Tuesday Shir Shalom because they're bringing it on a Tuesday? So that's a pilpul in the Gemara in Erechin. That's a discussion in the Gemara Erechin. But the Gemara says, if it Nisach Hayayin can be brought Mikan Varafilo Arasar Yom, it can bring it 10 days later, 10 years later is also good. So what about Nisach HaMayim? What if, for some reason or another, the Kohanim didn't have water to do Nisach HaMayim on Sukkot? Can they make Tashlumin a month later on Chanukah? They'll do Nisach HaMayim that they didn't do on Sukkot, they'll do it on Chanukah. So if it's a Yerushalmi, seems to say the Farish like that. If it's a Nusachaho, this is the Nisach that's supposed to come in conjunction with the Tomid Shal Shachar, Mishnei Nisuch and the Kosmodaber. So just like he can bring Nisach HaYayin a month later, so he can do Nisach HaMayim a month later. But if you learn out from the other Pasuk, Mem Yud Mem, or you hold it as Halacha Moshe Mesina, that this is a Chayvus HaYayim, it has nothing to do with, it's not a Nisach in conjunction with the Tomid Shal Shachar. It's a Chayvus HaYayim, so over Yom, a Batul Korbana, it's a Korban HaYimit Bifnei Atzmo. So there are Nafkaminas, the Halacha, whether you, what is the marker of this institution of Nisach HaMayim? All the Tanoim agree that it's a Din Deraisa. It doesn't make sense that this should be an invention of the Rabbanu. Why should they invent such a wild idea? Only the Rabbanu Shalom could have come up with such an idea. Abbas of Adam can't understand. Nisan Hamayim. So the Rabbanu Shalom made the din. But the Shad, what form did he tell us the din? Was it a halacha l'moshe m'sinai? Was it pasuk A? Was it pasuk B? And the Yerushalmi with the Babli have a few nafkaminas l'dina, what the marker is. Anyway, so what does the Gemara quote over here? And again, l'sugyon. What does the Gemara quote this for? Because the mem yud mem is a drasha gemura. Is a drasha gemura. And the first mem of the mem yud mem is the niskehem. That's a mem stuma. And you say a mem stuma can substitute from mem psucha because it's a drasha gemura here. It's not stama balatun. A drasha gemura said the mem stuma can substitute from mem psucha. So you must ask, who are the nami shem shimin? You have a mem psucha can substitute for a mem stuma. So the Gemara says, we have a Sefer Torah, and you're supposed to write mem psucha in the middle of a word, mem stuma at the end of a word. What if you'll switch? You wrote a stuma instead of a psucha, psucha instead of a stuma. So it would appear that these Tanaim hold that it's good b'diyevet. L'chatchila, it's not right. But b'diyevet, you wouldn't passel a Sefer Torah based on that. The Braisa before says that it passels b'diyevet. It says uchsav tom. So we darshan uchsav tom that it should be ksiva tamo. The Poshim shan uchsav tom. Al mezuzas beisech v'shirach uchsav tem osam. You should write this parasha, you should write that parasha. Shema v'ayayim shamaya. But an additional level of interpretation is, uchsav tam, the ksiva should be a ksiva tamo. What says ksiva tamo? Shouldn't have any misspellings. Shouldn't put an aleph instead of an ayin. And all the letters that could be confused. And you shouldn't put a psucha instead of a stuma. You shouldn't put a stuma instead of a psucha. Then the Gemara says another thing. You shouldn't put a psucha or a stuma where it doesn't belong. That's a different psucha stuma. The big space, the little space. Not, if you put in a space where it doesn't belong, you put this space instead. You put a psucha instead of a stuma, stuma instead of psucha. You put one where it doesn't belong, and that also passels the whole sefer term. Says why? Because that's a requirement of ksiva tama. So the Gemara says, yeah, it's a machlokes satanoi. That tana holds that it passels a sefer term even b'dieved. If you have a psucha instead of a stuma, stuma instead of psucha, and these two tanoim. Shame, the Tanu says in the Mishnah, Shame Mishim in Ischayev, and Yechayev Shteyoisis means because you wrote a word. So you see that writing a mem psucha substitutes for a mem stuma. That's called writing a word. And the Tane Rabbi Yehuda ben Meseira in the Braisa learns out the Remes, Nisach HaMayim and Atar Mem Yud Mem. He says, Veniskehem stands for the open mem. So these Tanoim seem to disagree with that previous Braisa. That's how the Gemara suggests. Had they really seen that they disagree with the previous verse? Maybe that's a din ksiva tamo. Who says it's a din in kol ha-terakula? In Hilcha Shabbos, you should write a word, nunu. So if a person writes Hebrew and he writes a mem stuma, psucha, whatever, as long as he wrote a mem. A sefer Torah is a din of ksiva tamo. That's where they learned it out from, ksiva tamo. How do they know to apply this to stam writing? And the drasha from the pasuk also, for a drasha, okay, for a drasha is good. But to be machsha the sefer Torah, maybe there's a difference. It's a pella, but that's what the Gemara puts together. The Gemara assumes that it's tali zebizet. Yeah, you want to ask something? You want to bring something up?
Yeah, I'm not sure. It's a little bit tangential, but...
This whole sugi is tangential. Yeah.
I figured that. I was wondering whether, you know, it would be not in terms of the regards to Yusuf Amayim, in regards to the category Kerov Dibre Torah, Christian Dibre Sofer, and the Vesefi Mamre, whether each of the drushes would have that, whether any one of them would be called Kerov Dibre Torah, Christian Dibre Sofer.
Uh-huh. Well, let's say if it's halacha l'moshe m'sinai, probably would not qualify. Probably would not. It's totally halacha. That could be. That the Torah says you should be on tomid shal shachar with nisach hayayin, and half of the story is missing. So maybe that's pirushim medivei sofer. It's really tomid shal shachar is Torah shemichsav, and the nisach hayayin in conjunction with it is also Torah shemichsav. This is pirushim medivei sofer. This is a detail that's added on to what does say in Chumash. But the one, the Mem Yud Mem, or the Halacha L'Moshe M'sinai, that would probably not be Ikar Medivei Torah Pirush Medivei Sofer. Probably. Then the Gemara makes a suggestion, maybe there's a difference. The Gemara, on the last two lines on Kuf Gimel and Beis, the Gemara first put together the Mishnah, if you write Shem Mishimin, so you're writing a Mem Psucha, instead of a mem stuma, and a mem yud mem, you wrote a mem stuma. The first mem in this kehem is substituting for a mem psucha. So the Gemara says it's all equal. The Gemara says if you switch the stuma instead of a psucha instead of a stuma, it's the same shaila. So you see that these two tanoim, the tana and the mishnah, shem mishimin, and that tana about nisach hamayim, they concur. The Gemara says not necessarily so. See on the second line from the bottom, the Gemara first starts off mida pasuch vaso sasim kosher. Sasam nami vasoy pasuach will also be kosher. The Gemara equates it. Then the Gemara says midami. It's not necessarily correct. Maybe there are two forms of mem, and one is a higher level than the other. So the mem sofis, the mem stuma that comes shlos mem that comes in the end of the word, that's a higher level of a mem. So maybe Rabbi Yehuda ben Biser will not agree with the Tan in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda ben Biser only says v'niskehem that. Closed mem, the mem stuma can substitute for mem psucha, but he will not necessarily subscribe to what it says in the Mishnah, the shem mishim in his chai, because there you're trying to say that a mem psucha can substitute for a mem stuma. Maybe a mem stuma is on a higher level than a mem. What's up? It's a higher level, lower level. The letters of the alphabet are on a higher level. My name starts with a tzaddik, Tzvi. So tzaddik is a higher level than your name, because your name starts with a mem. So tzaddik is higher than a mem. Tough wins, because tough is 400 and aleph is 1. What does it mean? I don't know. That's what the Gemara Taini. So the Gemara Midami. What's the Tzushtel? What's the comparison? Pasuch v'asasim ilu yikom alile. That's a higher level. That's the Mem Stuma is on a higher level. Abasasim aso pasuch girui kome garile. That's on a lower level. How do you see a lower level, a higher level? Very. I don't know what it means. The Gemara says different levels of the letters of the alphabet. Huh? Yeah, the Gemara quotes members. I don't know how do you indicate anything from the Nisim, from the Luchas? You mean the closed mem was an S. The only two letters that had an S was a Samach and a Mem in the Luchas. So those letters are on a high madrigal. Tzadik is not on a higher level. And Tov, because it's 400, is not on a higher level than one. The Gematria doesn't. But the Samach and the Mem Stuma, those are on a higher level because they have to do with Nisim. That's what it means. Maybe that's what it means. Mem Samach Shabaluchas Benes Hayom. So because in the time of Matan Torah and the Luchas, they were involved in an S. So those two letters, Liel and Vod, are on a higher level. Right, that's what the Mefarshim ask. The Gemara in the second parak in Sanhedrin has a machlekes hatanoim, a historical machlekes, and the assumption is that originally the Torah was written in Ksav Ivri, in the old alphabet, and it was only changed to Ksav Akshuris in the days of Ezra, when they came back to Eretz Yisrael after Golas Bavel. So Mem Misamach Shebin Beluchas Bin Esa Yomdim, that's only if it were written in Ksav Akshuris. But it wasn't written in Ksav Ashuris. Everything was written in Ksav Ibris, Ksav Levi Noah, Ksav Ibris at that time. So the Achrayim asked that kash. So the Rishonim Nachmanim asked that kasha. So they came up with an answer that's questionable historically. They came up with a suggestion that what the Gemara is speaking about in the second Perek in Sanhedrin regarding the Sefer Torah that everyone had to write in the Midbar. There was a mitzvah called Yachav Yachmi Yisrael to write a Sefer Torah. So what script did they use to write the Sefer Torah? So we assume they wrote in Ksav Ibris or Ksav Levi Noah, not in Ksav Ashuris. And the only switch that everybody writes Ksav Ashuris in the days of Ezra and Nehemiah and so on. But the Luchos and the Sefer Torah Shekasav Moshe, those were always written in Ksav Ashuris. That's what some of the Achronim came up with such an einfall. The Radvaz came up with that. And the later Achronim asked that it's against the Yerushalmi. That the Yerushalmi says that this Memer Samash Shabaluchas B'nes HaYomrim contradicts that Mandoma that originally Torah Nitnali Sabi Ksav Ivri and it was only Ksav Sholei Moami Ashur. So the later Achronim are not happy with this Radvaz. They say that it's not correct. That this statement Memer Samash Shabaluchas is really not accepted, La Loch. So the way we don't accept it, then the final mem is no ness, no miracles. So there's no higher level. The final mem from the fact that it was b'nes hayom, that makes it a higher level. No. It's a strange gemara, yeah.
Well, you say that matzah has a higher level because of the fact that it was pre-amadish from the vegan.
Why? It means historically so much was poured into these letters that it was forgotten how to restore it again. So that's why it's on a higher level, because historically it was evolved. Something missing over here. This, you have to figure out there's something more over here. I don't know. Okay, we'll stop here.